7. The charter and bylaws of the General Service Board are legal instruments, empowering the trustees to manage and conduct World Service affairs. The conference charter is not a legal document. It relies upon tradition and the AA purse for final effectiveness. 8. The trustees are the principal planners and administrators of overall policy and finance. They have custodial oversight of the separately incorporated and constantly active services, exercising this through their ability to elect all the directors of these entities. 9. Good service leadership at all levels is indispensable for our future functioning and safety. Primary World Service leadership, once exercised by the founders, must necessarily be assumed by the trustees. 10. Every service responsibility should be matched by an equal service authority, with the scope of such authority well defined. 11. The trustees should always have the best possible committees, corporate service directors, executives, staffs, and consultants. Composition, qualifications, induction procedures, and rights and duties will always be matters of serious concern. 12. The conference shall observe the spirit of AA tradition, taking care that it never becomes the seat of perilous wealth or power, that sufficient operating funds and reserve be its prudent financial principle, that it place none of its members in a position of unqualified authority over others, that it reach all important decisions by discussion, vote, and whenever possible, by substantial unanimity, that its actions never be personally punitive nor an incitement to public controversy, that it never perform acts of government, and that, like the society it serves, it will always remain democratic in thought and action. This is the end of CD 16.